faith saving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed on the ground. The kingdom of God is like the grain of the mustard seed, sown on the ground, smallest of the seeds on the earth. Yet when it's sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is a fitting parable and picture that the Lord tells us during these summer months of life in Christ. That Jesus is the seed that is planted in the ground in his death, his burial, and in his resurrection he comes forth. And now we have the tree of the church with its branches, and we are the birds that nest in the branches and the arms of Christ. We are alive because Christ is the living tree who gave his life so that we can rest in the shadow of his wings and upon his branches. What a fitting picture to have for us in the summertime. You have flowers growing around your house. Perhaps you have a vegetable garden. We've had rain, so the grass is nice and green. The bushes are growing. The trees are growing. There's fruit upon the trees. The wheat harvest was plentiful in western Oklahoma this year. And so we see things just growing all around us. And that's why the church has this text before us of the grain of wheat and the mustard seed in the summer months. Last week, the Sunday school children put together potted plants, planted begonias and little potted plants with little stickers of hearts and crosses on them that the vicar and I took to shut-ins and homebound people this week. And they love getting this gift from the children of a plant, which is a symbol of life. We are living, breathing plants, if you will, in God's kingdom. And so that's the picture before us. From Ezekiel 17, this was foretold that God would take one sprig that was our Lord Jesus from Israel, from the line of Jesse and David, and he would bring that to the mountain heights, which would be at Mount Calvary and now in the New Jerusalem in heaven. And Christ is the vine, we are the branches. Christ is the blade of wheat and the mustard seed that becomes a plant. And the church are the branches. They go into all the world so birds, people from all nations, can come and nest in the branches of Christ, Jesus, the tree of life. Jesus told many parables which are earthly stories with heavenly meanings. And how fitting today to be thinking about plants, trees, and birds. What does the parables mean today for us, that we walk by faith, not by sight? And on this National Father's Day, how can we fathers be sure that we are teaching the Word of God to our children? Let's consider the first parable. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man scattering seed on the ground, like that of wheat." The kingdom of God is going to be compared to a farmer. The first century farmer would have a bag of seed. He'd walk and he'd scatter the seed on the ground in the field. Then you go to sleep at night. And you know how it works. Night and day, you tend the garden, you tend the crop. You don't know how this happens, but then it sprouts and it grows. It grows from the earth. Out comes the blade, and then comes the ear, and then the full grain. And when it's ripe, you get the sickle and you harvest the bounty. Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to that. What does he mean? The kingdom of heaven is wherever Jesus is. Jesus is the king. Wherever the king is, there is the kingdom. King Jesus scattered the word of God upon the earth in his preaching and teaching, which you read in the New Testament. All the peoples of the earth now have the word of God scattered As the Bible is translated into all the languages of the world, you are hearing it today in English. So the Word of God has been scattered upon our lives like a farmer. And Jesus is that farmer. Jesus is the one who died, was buried, and rose, and ascended, and will return. And as the seasons and times go and come, the seed of faith has sprouted in your heart. It sprouts by the work of the Holy Spirit. It grows and flourishes among people of all nations. And when Jesus returns on the last day, there will be a great harvest of souls. We've been planted in God's kingdom in holy baptism. That's what Paul said in Romans 6. Do you not know that all of us who've been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. If we have been united with him in a death like this, we will be united with him in a resurrection like his. It's just like a plant. You put the plant down into the dirt and you can't see anything. As far as the eye is concerned, the plant's dead. But then it bursts forth with water, with sunshine and sunlight. It comes up and bears fruit or has the beautiful flowers upon it. Jesus here is giving us this beautiful picture of what happens when the Word of God sprouts in our lives and the sunshine of his Word helps it to grow to the glory of his name. The kingdom of God is like that harvest of grain. Then Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like the mustard seed. This picture compares the kingdom of God to that tiny mustard seed, which when it's sown in the ground will become a large garden plant with such large branches that the birds of the air can nest in its shade. This is a beautiful picture of how the kingdom of God works. Jesus is that grain, if you will, of mustard seed. He sows himself in the ground in his death and burial. He was rejected by men and despised in our place. But in his resurrection, and when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost, the church has now become a large garden plant where all the birds can nest in its branches, people from all nations, resting in the shade of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a beautiful picture we have here. Jesus spoke this way many times in his ministry, that he was planted in the ground and brings forth fruit. Remember, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. Another time Jesus said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Meaning, he died, but then he was raised. Think of how Jesus was like a mustard seed. A small seed. He became small. He assumed our human nature. He became small enough to live in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He became small enough to live under God's law and keep it perfectly for us. He became small enough to die a shameful death on the cross and be buried in a borrowed tomb. And like the grain of mustard, he rested in the ground. But he did not remain in the ground. As the mustard plant emerges from the ground, he emerged from death in his resurrection. As this mustard plant becomes a large plant, now the church and the proclamation of the gospel is known through all the world, and so the birds who come to nest in the body of Christ and the Holy Church are from all nations, all languages around the world. What a beautiful picture for us in the summertime. What Christ did by giving his life for us so that we have forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. And when we bring this word to the world, people come to nest and find safe haven in the branches of the church. What a beautiful picture for you and me. You and I are little birds nesting in Jesus. I love in the summertime when you can go out in the morning and you can hear the mockingbirds singing, you can hear the dove, you hear the birds just chirping because it's a new day. It's a new day in God's kingdom, and they are singing merrily the day that God has given us. We are just little birds who are nesting in the branches of Jesus in this church. And every day we get up, it's a new day. We can sing merrily to the Lord who has given us a song in our hearts. And we can invite all the other birds we meet. We can invite the robins and the sparrows and the finches and say, all of you, come rest in Jesus and find rest forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, after he had shared this picture of what the church is like, brought his disciples to him and said, you know, the kingdom of God is going to be made known in parables. And I think you know what a parable is. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. You're going to leave here today with pictures of branches and trees and birds, but you'll remember what Jesus is saying because the picture is in your mind. He spoke it, you've heard it, it's been explained, and now you live as one of his disciples. It's why Jesus always used parables and pictures that our children also can understand. Now on Father's Day, those of us who are dads have a tremendous responsibility to train our children and our families in the Word of God so they can be under the branches of Christ and they can be those birds in the branches. Now, men, it's Father's Day. Do you know what God expects of you, men? Which includes me. First, you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, you're a husband to your wife. Third, you're a father to your children or a grandfather. Fourth is your vocation and calling, your daily job. Fifth, you're a church member. And sixth, you're a citizen in your community. And guys, you are all these things all the time. Disciple, husband, father, worker, church member, citizen. You cannot escape them. It's your calling to fulfill all of these roles. And balancing that act, howing to be a father and model the Heavenly Father to your children is a great blessing of being a dad. Thus, your family thanks you today because you have endeavored as a Christian father to model to your family what the Heavenly Father is like. Dads, you will never know the impact of simple things that you do for your children. I read about Charles Francis Adam, who in the 19th century was a political figure and diplomat. And he kept a diary. They looked at his diary, and one particular day he wrote these words. I went fishing with my son today, a day wasted. But they found his son Brooke Adams' diary. And on that very same day, his son had written when he was a little boy, went fishing with my father, the most wonderful day of my life. Dad thought it had been a waste. Son thought it was a wonderful day because he went fishing with his dad. The little things that you do as fathers become big things. The simple things become extraordinary. Why? Because you are modeling the Heavenly Father as an earthly father to your families. God grant that you will continue to do that as a godly Christian man. And Paul said that in God's kingdom, because we have that eternal house in the heavens, we have the tent of our broken bodies in a fallen world. We're groaning under the frustrations of this life. We are burdened because we want the mortal to be swallowed up by the immortal. We want these bodies to become the resurrected, glorified bodies. We want to see death swallowed up by life. God has given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee that this is coming, but while we're being fathers and moms and children, while we are preaching the gospel here in our church, in our school, in our campus ministry, so that the birds of this area can come into the branches of Christ, we long for our heavenly bodies, which Christ will bring. In conclusion, you are Jesus' disciple. He's explained everything to you. Jesus is your teacher. He's your Lord. He's the Christ. He's the judge. He's the Savior. He's our sacrifice upon the cross. He's the risen one, in whom you've been baptized, absolved, and communed. Walk by faith, not by sight. Teach the word of God to your family. Yes, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive what we've done in our body, whether it be evil or good. But the reason we can have good courage and stand before God at the judgment seat is because we are clothed in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, we are clothed in His holiness, so we can make it our aim to please God, whether we are here on earth or brought to Him in heaven. Each and every day, rejoice that you've been brought into the tree of life, Jesus, that you are one of the birds in His branches, resting and making your nest in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Yes, there's grain, and there's mustard seed, and there's the parables of Christ, and rejoicing that we are in God's kingdom, in the tree of life, Jesus Christ. May you rejoice like little birds who sing in the morning. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.